Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everyone, to the official space section of the Charter.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order? I show you out of order!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Debaters Podcast. I am Michael Petro.
I am Charles.
I'm Jamie.
And who's in Vancouver?
Boring old Martin. God damn it.
You can fix that.
We just went with names today. All first names.
First names. Who knows? By the end of the show, we might resort back to our characters.
That's right.
Or our devices this week. Hello, listener. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. This week on the show, inspired by Gran Turismo coming out, which I think we've all played in our lives at some point or another.
Yeah.
We were all there. I know all the PS5. No, Martin, that wasn't your jam?
I played it. I didn't like it.
Okay.
I'm in the same boat as
Daytona USA kind of racer.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm in the same boat as Martin. Like, I was just going to say, it was a game that if you bought a console, it was forced upon you. That was usually the free game.
With the system.
Yeah.
So,
like the free U2 album that we
that we all have on our fucking iTunes. I can't get rid of that fucking album.
And that's, well, that's the thing, right? Like, if you're going to get a racing game as a kid, you're either going to dive headfirst into it and you get the whole steering wheel.
Yeah, you go for it.
And everything gears. With a PS2. Yeah. Or you don't, and then you just play it once with a controller and then never touch it again.
And it goes to the cabin when the PS4 dies,
and
you get the PS5, and it's the one game, like
that's
the one
so
movie
funny.
At the cabin.
That's right.
Oh, I love it.
So Gran Turismo's coming out, and I don't know if you know this, listener. I just found this out recently. Inspired by a true story.
Yeah, a true story is wild.
Right?
Yeah.
So the whole premise of the movie is this dude who plays simulation racing is asked to try out for an actual open-wheel team.
Yeah.
And because of his previous experience and thousands of hours becoming a genius at the game, they thought, well, if he knows the game, he should be able to race the track. And that's
same track, right?
And that's what the story's about. You got Orlando Bloom. You got David Harbour as like the race coach, which is going to be super fun, I think.
Yeah.
You're going to strap that kid to a 200,000-pound rocket?
Can I shit on this
idea?
That
was good. That gave me some chills.
I think.
Oh my God!
You puked on my lawn.
Go for it.
Go for it, Martin. We're not even into it. Go for it.
I play so much first-person shooters, but I'm not going out to fucking any fucking war-torn country and just gutting people. You know what I mean?
Also, I don't know if you necessarily like imagine if that's your call, Martin. Like they're like, "Hey, Martin, we just calculated your hours, and guess what?
You killed
front lines in the war, buddy.
High.
You're gonna be like, fuck.
Some dude shows up." Like, Martin's at a bar, and he's like, I have your recorded hours for Call of Duty.
Yeah.
We think you should join.
And we're not asking. We're telling you.
It might be a good drone pilot, you know?
But it is an interesting thing to see. Is it an accurate simulator? If it's actually a simulator, can it really translate into
Well, because they have airplane simulators, things like that.
Yes.
And that's how pilots get trained.
My point is, and I try to bring this up as much as possible on the show. But do you remember when they made Armageddon?
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck asked Michael Bay, he said, why don't we just train astronauts to oil drill?
And he said,
why wouldn't you just use people who have been racing an actual car?
Yeah, no,
because they're too expensive, but a fucking little nerd.
Yeah.
I could probably be like, hey, nerd.
A nerd is going to
put
dream.
You in a car. And if a nerd dies, it's like, well, that nerd died.
Yeah.
Not the racer.
Nobody knows him.
No one wants to put six figures up to save the Earth.
But the guy that it's actually...
Nerd.
But the guy that it's actually based on, if I'm not mistaken, did it. And he actually like won first place championship.
So it must translate sometime.
And he does the racing in the movie.
Yes.
So it's the first time that they were saying like it's technically a guy is... The biopic that it's based on, he's doing the real stuff. Yeah, he's playing... himself indirectly.
That's actually pretty
sweet. Just in the racing stuff,
and that's
pretty cool.
I'm more interested in all of that than the story of a racer. Like
and it's Neil Blomkamp, right?
Yeah,
like, I'm excited for that.
Haven't seen him for a minute.
Yeah,
been a while.
So and he's got a good relationship with Sony, so I'm sure it's like it's going to be entertaining.
Point is, listener, we decided if this can happen, what other things should have a simulator? But you should already know. That's what the whole premise of today's debate is. So we're going to make up our own simulators for tasks, everyday things you should have learned along the way, along your life. And it'll be a simulator to maybe reteach you if you forgot.
Right.
You're not good enough as is. Who knows, right? Think a Meta headset with whatever program me, Martin, and Charles can insert into it today. And Jimmy's going to be the one who picks the rounds. He's going to be the one who he's going to judge based off of. We've never done this before. We usually preordain this shit. But Jimmy says he's going to judge on who gives the best review of their weekly watch list is how we're going to get picked for the debate later on in the show.
That's great.
So that's what you're tuning in for this week, listener. But before we head down that road, which is going to get dirty. We're just going to tell you right now, if you got sensitive ears, you know, put some earmuffs on. But before we get into it, there's some shit that we do that we want you to know about. Jimmy, take it.
Hey, you can come to Laughs at Gaffs on September 16th. Get your tickets now. They usually sell out. I think it's going to be a big one.
Martin.
September 3rd, we're back at Clue Club. I don't have a headliner locked in yet. I'm still talking to one to figure out if she can make it. But if she does, she's a great headliner. She just finished touring with Ronnie Chang, which is a pretty big deal.
Huge.
Might get someone big coming in.
That's awesome.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned for that, kids. And both of those Instagram profiles can be followed through ours if you hit the link in the bio. Like, everybody's stuff is there. So if you're in Vancouver and in Winnipeg and you want to make sure you know when Jimmy's doing Laughs at Gaffs or Martin's doing Clue Club, you should play Clue one night there just for funny.
Clue Club.
Clue Club.
Yeah. And, like, have Tim Curry movies play. Have the movie playing in the background.
Just on repeat.
Anyways, but follow it. It's funny shit. You should do it. Charles, what do you...
So I actually have some exciting stuff with the Nerdgasm coming out. Doing something new this year because the Nerdies is so extremely late. So I'm doing kind of a new, insane format.
I feel that the Nerdies is like that scene in...
Oh, no. He's puttering.
I'm puttering. the Guy Ritchie movie with Brad Pitt.
Snatch.
Yeah. When they're cooking the sausages.
Yeah.
He's like, 2 minutes. You said 2 minutes, 5 minutes ago.
2 minutes, 5 minutes ago.
That's exactly what the Nerdies
are.
No,
that is. It is.
Thanks for saving me there.
And that's why I realized that. So I'm like, you know what? New format for it. It's going to be not as long and it's going to be just kind of to the point, but still fun. It's kind of like Weekend Update style, but Nerdies. Because I still want to give my favorites from last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I still feel like the Batman did not get enough recognition.
No,
it angers me.
No.
So, yeah, anyway, so that's I got that. I got a couple new, obviously, episodes. And then I'm working on a short film, actually, that's not Nerdgasm related. But it'll be on my YouTube channel. So you can
are these people from school, or are you going to need...
No, this is me going rogue.
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna talk to you guys about this stuff. Yeah,
okay,
this
cool.
is still an early development, but it's something I'm like, I can do this.
Do I have to keep my clothes on?
Oh, I mean, that's... We'll see the contracts.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, Martin knows the contract already.
I got it.
He's Pooh Bear.
That's why he's the highest paid.
I'm in it.
Charles's photos already.
Yeah, we call them screen tests, Michael.
Charles, I want you to draw me like one of your ladies.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole movie. YouTube.com /CFBomb. That's where all of this shit's going to be. So.
Yeah. And again, link in bio if that's like you can. We share everything that we do. So go to the link in the bio if you forget that. It's in the notes. Everything's there for you, listener. For us, tomorrow, we're at Movies in the Park.
Yeah.
We're doing Movies in the Park.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
We're hosting.
What is it? Turning Red and E.T.
Turning Red and E.T.
Love it.
Do we know what we want to record for yet? Like,
we're going to record for Turning Red and we're going to watch E.T.
Perfect. Okay.
Oh, like that.
Yeah,
okay.
I do like that. Have any of you seen
Turning Red? I actually haven't seen Turning Red yet.
Me neither.
I saw it. It's really
It's the one that's set in Toronto, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think Claudia said she loved it. She said it was really good.
It's going to be fun.
Cool.
So,
do you recommend we watch it before? Should we go in fresh? What do you think?
Well, if I can be your Sherpa. I can take you give it a quick watch.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like, skip through, get your...
I do want to watch
your premise.
It, so maybe
down.
That's what
the
I'll
important
do.
Thing is. If you see us at the Assiniboine Park,
yes.
come talk to us. Come say hi. Tell us what you like about the movie. Yeah.
If you want to do it while we're talking, just come over and say
just
hello.
Just come say hi.
Come say hi. We'll stop talking. You won't be rude.
Yeah,
you're not interrupting anything major.
No shushing.
We're not going to turn you.
Excuse me, sir.
Can you imagine a 9-year-old comes up and
flip you the bag?
Fuck you, kid.
Sorry, kid, you need to learn that dreams don't come true.
But you want to know who Walt Disney really was? No. what Jimmy's saying is come over and say hello after the movie and give you a review on it.
Yeah.
We'll put you on the show. If you want to talk to us during it, that's cool too. There'll be a table with us sitting at it, recording very close to the stage.
Yes.
And then we'll be hosting too. So we'll also throw this in your face while we're opening the night. So you'll see us on stage. You'll see us recording. So come say hello. You guys want to get into it?
Yes.
Let's do
step
it.
Off this mortal coil. Stop advertising our shit. Jimmy, you're the judge who gets to start this week. We actually.
No, we watch. What'd you watch, Michael?
What did I watch? I watched this with you.
Judge.
And I half the reason I wanted to see this is because I love Mission Impossible. The other half of the reason is because of the Letterboxd review.
He made me go.
Yeah.
He made me go.
Okay, I'll tell you it's worth it.
Okay, first of all, I did make Jimmy go because I said, Jimmy, there's people staying in my house all week. We have a small house.
We could have watched Ninja Turtles.
We could have.
Oh.
No, we were Wednesday?
It was August 2nd. We could have seen Ninja Turtles, and we would have had a great time.
Now we can all go see Ninja Turtles.
What happened?
I know.
Well, okay.
I know.
Scientology, man. It's powerful.
It is. It comes off the screen. Mission Impossible. I'll tell you right now, I give it a 7 out of 10. And the reasons why.
That's It's
butter and bread. There's no meat, really. Like, the story you mentioned before the show, the story's getting long in the tooth. And you
it's
know,
stupid.
It's trying to become American Bond.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, each movie was its own thing. Now we're trying to pull this long story through.
Well, and I feel like it's also trying to get a little meta with the AI shit.
Yeah,
like, you know
that
what I
was
mean?
A big yeah,
yeah.
Spoiler alert, listener. The big heavy. In
Sorry,
this, not whatever. Fuck it. He's going to be in the theaters for a long time.
Yeah,
Barbenheimer
yeah.
killed him.
Right,
but no. The story is it's an AI that can think, act, and take over and misinform. And
I think that's in the trailer.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for safe.
Yeah.
But like it's cool. But the name, the entity,
Dead Reckoning,
right? Like,
just say what it is. Just say ChatGPT.
And like, you know what? I like the big moments. I like the jump. I mean, leading up to
no,
the big...
train scene was fantastic.
The train scene was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, the
it
action...
was better than all of the Uncharted movie. Literally,
oh, for
like,
sure.
Yeah, like
I think you
literally
might be right about that.
Haven't seen Uncharted, but for sure,
no, like it was like that was more Uncharted than Uncharted was.
Those moments were great. We said Haley. We felt Haley Atwell.
She was awesome.
She did a great job.
But
I felt
she was jammed in.
Yeah,
I didn't. More Ferguson and like
yeah.
Ferguson's bait and switch in the beginning with the death scene. Like, I love that.
We can't have two powerful women. That's just too fucking
right?
much.
But like, I think the first time I've ever heard the words on screen put pocket before. Because
oh,
I've always heard pickpocket, but he's
yeah.
like, you need to put pocket that back.
Yeah,
and I was like,
right.
that's an alliteration.
That's right.
Well, you know what teens are doing now on the TikTok? they go to Walmart and they put hot dogs in people's pockets.
And then get the shit kicked out of them.
They're put pocketing hot dogs?
They're put pocketing dogs.
Jesus. Yep.
Mm. Put pocketing puppies?
I'd be okay to find that when I got home.
Like,
I mean, what's next? Just put pocket in meth.
Yeah.
It depends on the pants.
Value
like,
Village,
nice
actually.
Pant. Well,
you're right. It depends on the
no,
pants.
No, no, no. Hang on. Martin's got a point. Like,
Martin's
I wouldn't
right.
want to put pocket some
it
leather pants.
On the pants.
Oh, that's true. That'd be fucked.
So you'd just be trying to jam that shit in, right? You need some sweats to put pocket hot dogs.
Or Vienna sausages.
Speaking of how hot it is, you could probably stick the hot dog to the leather.
Those yoga pants. Those aren't going in.
No, yeah. Lululemon, you're not getting a hot dog. Well,
it's going to be pants that they wouldn't know.
Well, it's Walmart.
If you see cargo pants, is the jackpot in this game. If you see someone with cargo pants, you could probably put a
that's
whole pack.
That's four different pockets.
Yeah.
That you have.
You put a pack of hot dogs.
That's a pack of Schneiders right there.
Right
yeah.
there.
Let me drive this train back on track. I'm like in the movie. No, that's fine. I love it. I want to put hot dogs in someone's pants now. But yeah, and these long pensive stares, these romantic moments that they tried to have.
Yeah, what the hell was all that?
Tom Cruise has none of that energy.
No.
Like, he has no sexual energy
it's
to
so,
him whatsoever.
It's so clearly like, I'm the producer star maker of these. That's all
okay.
that is.
When
it's gross.
When you can feel the women have this. Like, Haley Atwell is an excellent actor, but Tom Cruise gives nothing.
That's
back.
Why, spoiler, they're dying. Because they can't actually make these people, like, it's gross. It's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
The
it's
moment
weird. It's
where,
uncomfortable.
The moment where I went, Tom Cruise had way too much control of this, was where when Ethan goes rogue and they send the team after him and they all pull the guns out of the suitcase and they're doing the airport thing.
Oh, yeah.
But right before they do that, he's explaining who Ethan is.
Yeah.
And he builds up Ethan's character to the point of where he's like
unkillable
a hurricane,
monster.
Yeah.
unkillable monster who can deceive, decept, beat, outthink. And it was just this long litany of compliments. And I was
really,
like,
it's his team.
It's exactly.
and that's why I looked at Claudia. I'm like, that's how bad the story is. We're on movie 7, part 1 of 7 or whatever the fuck they want to call this.
2 hours and 45 minutes. 5 minutes of a part one.
So we're
one
at
too.
The 3 hour, like, movie seven of this franchise, and now we're going to get origin story for Ethan? Why?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
why? Part of what makes us so cool is we don't know Ethan's backstory.
Yeah. Well, and now right? that the backstory is like, he keeps getting women shot, I'm like, right. I know that then. I've
but
seen
see,
that
like,
happen
that
for six movies.
Thing, yeah.
see,
like, the beginning
it's his fucking
of the,
M.O.
Beginning of the franchise was him always like, he's rogue, he's dangerous, and him proving, like, maybe my tactics are, but I always save everyone, my intentions are right. But movie seven, I'm like, no, they're right. I would yeah. take him down. Like, he needs to be brought in.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he's out of control. Like, I don't even, you know what I mean? And, like... It's I don't know. It's nuts.
You sound like the guy who they brought back from the first one, Henry Cizerny, who's
oh,
the CIA guy. Who
Keith
I
Ridge.
You when he's like,
never seen me very upset.
Kittredge.
Oh yeah,
that's it. Thank you, Martin.
You wanted to talk. Let's talk after yeah. he like what?
But when he's
fucking
like,
gasses Kittredge? Everyone.
When he's like Kittredge, yeah. I'm not upset. I was like, yeah. boom, there it is. Throwback to fucking.
But see,
Brian
that's
DePalma.
What I mean again is them bringing it back to the first one again. You would think like because the first one has one of the best stories in terms of like.
And Jimmy
that's
said that it was
it's very much shot the same.
Yeah,
way,
man.
Too.
McQuarrie
it's
tried
just,
to
yeah.
give it.
It's, yeah, it's trying, but it's like, but it's just it's a miss. It was a miss for me, man.
Point is 7 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's more than fair.
7 out of 10.
But that's the thing. You don't have to. You like I went into this not seeing all of them. You don't have to see.
No.
All of them.
Oh yeah.
If you've seen
right,
the
yeah.
first one,
yeah.
you're good.
Actually, I feel like if you do, this one will be more disappointing because I've seen all of them and this one sucked more. This will
be your Game of Thrones. Exactly right. This will be the Game of Thrones of Mission Impossible.
Yep. Yeah.
The last two are going to really.
Well, if part two isn't just like boom, boom, insane action, then I'm like, what was
I'm
the point of this?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Seven
it's
out
It's going to be more of a Scientology jerk-off.
Yeah.
Seven, 7 out of 10 Scientology jerk-offs.
Yep.
Jimmy, who's next?
L. Ron Hubbard.
Mark. All right, Martin. What did you watch?
I want to hear that guy.
The guy who invented Scientology, right? That's, I'm just.
I'm pretty sure. Just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah, L. Ron.
Don't smoke out of my ass. Okay.
Yeah. That's no, that's him.
I watched The Bear season 2.
Oh, so good.
If you love the first season, you're gonna love the second. This isn't spoiling, but a lot of really cool cameos this season.
I hear.
You got Jamie Lee Curtis. I won't say who they play, but you got Jamie Lee Curtis. You got who else? You got Bob Odenkirk.
Yep.
Josh Benthal coming back, playing you know
older brother.
Brother. Nice. And also you have John Mulaney as well.
Oh
wow!
Has a role in this season.
Wow.
Is he an asshole?
Just watch it.
Okay.
Oh, and what's his face? I can't. Butler.
Really good. Really good series. Really good episode.
Guardians 3.
With this one, they focus more. Each episode, I would say, is dedicated to a character.
Nice.
In the restaurant. So you get to know a little bit more about them. You get to see a little bit about what their, you know, their motivations are, what they want to do and stuff like that. And you get to like, you know, it's a little heartwarming. It's a heartwarming part. My favorite episode is when they focus on Richie, the guy who they call cousin.
Yeah.
Cuz.
He's the best. That was a really good episode. And it, you know what? Ended well. I'm looking forward to season 3.
It's on Disney now. It's starting on Disney now.
Yeah. Disney Plus and Hulu.
Okay. Yeah, because I watched the first episode of it where everyone's like, okay, we need this, we need this, we need this, we need this. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, it is such a fun memory trip to being in a restaurant.
If you worked in a restaurant, man, you're going to love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't think cuz is like the asshole that everybody's ever worked with in a restaurant. Like, it's so...
The Michael Petra.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. No, hang on.
Cousin Michael, I love you.
I know. But there were Saturdays where I was still fucked up from the night before, and there was a lot of heavy lifting done by a lot of other people, Martin including one of them the most, because bartending with me after a 3-day stretch of drugs and alcohol, not the easiest thing to do.
Well, I was also on that 3-day stretch.
You were, but you just you reacted better. I was a fucking broody bitch.
Martin can bounce
I won't go back to bed. Why am I here? Fuck this life. Anyways.
Just to bring it back, really good season. Yes.
That's great.
Like I said, I think there's one episode in the middle that's probably my favorite, but also the episode featuring Richie. But they're all good. They're all good episodes. Also, really, like, one thing I love about it is they also feature very delicious foods throughout each episode.
Nice.
So a lot of cool things to see. Check it out if you haven't seen it. I recommend it. I'll probably give it, like, 8.5, 9 out of 10.
Hell yeah.
8.5 hot beefs? Because they're
eight
getting
and a half, or 9 hot beef sandwiches.
They're,
so, and Manny Matheson crushes it this season. Like, he is great this season.
I really liked how they showed the first episode with the donut guy making the perfect donut and, like, him wanting to come back. Because I was like, that was a big thing that I wanted to kind of see some, like, I want to see that donut. I want to see that guy have his fucking donut moment.
Well, I think
he has his day in the sun, my friend.
Nice.
Do you think Martin, they could have benefited from releasing it like one episode at a time, maybe once a week, instead of doing the whole
thing? So here's what happens with that. Hulu was doing that, but Disney Plus got it late, so they released all of it on Disney Plus. Because it's already out on Hulu.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, and I think, yeah, it would air weekly in the States, and then
They're still doing the ad run on cable TV, right? So it is a network show that gets
turned up for
streaming.
Well, and from what I hear, we're kind of really lucky with our Disney Plus.
Oh, we are.
They test things.
I think
things
in the States Hulu is offered as a separate thing.
You
Whereas
get Hulu,
here it's
Disney,
grouped
and
together.
ESPN Plus is like a package together.
In the States.
But it's actually rather pricey.
Oh, do you know that's what I mean. So I think ours is that package is like cheaper. Because we have all the TSN like docs and all that shit.
Do you know who negotiated that? Was Krista Freeland.
Really?
Remember? The guy they got rid of?
No, I'm kidding. She was just, remember when she said, I cut my Disney subscription app.
Oh, right.
Sorry, I thought that would hit harder. Anyways.
You did a good joke.
Anyways,
you did it, Mike.
Are they, Martin, going towards like the fine dining aspect now?
So I don't want to spoil it because some people are still in it, but you know, they're trying to basically create their own thing, and that's what the whole season is about, is creating their own thing to progress to the next season and stuff like that. So.
Perfect.
It's really cool the way they do it. Just like seeing the backgrounds of what it takes to open up like your own place and stuff like that. So
hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars and the ability to gamble.
A lot of fires to put out.
A necessity for the service industry.
For sure. Yeah, it's them on screen, which you don't.
And they also
like what waiting
too. Like they also touch on like COVID and how COVID was like closing a bunch of restaurants down. Yeah. So is it the right choice to open up your own restaurant because you know it's not a very successful industry at the moment? So.
Is it set in New York?
Chicago. Jeremy Allen Wade can't get out of Chicago.
I love Chicago. Chicago's a great city.
Shameless made him a fucking Chicago all-star.
Hey, man.
He can't make a show anywhere
else.
And
I hear the food, like, I mean, I unfortunately didn't get to try enough food because we went there for, like, Lala, but I hear the food scene in Chicago is insane.
Do you see that picture the new movie he's making about the Von Erich wrestling family?
Yes. Yeah, man,
he looks
great.
Fucking jacked.
He does.
And Efron, man.
Oh, my God.
Efron's haircut?
Do you guys know how sad that family is?
It's literally...
People are going to go see that movie and not know how sad it is.
I'm like, they should watch the Dark Side of the Ring episode first, and if they can watch that, then
then you can
the movie.
Go see the movie.
Yeah.
This isn't the wrestler guys where he gets his daughter at the end.
Oh, it's much sadder than that.
There's no victory.
No.
There's no victory left.
There is no victory.
Did you guys see the photo that keeps turning up every so often with Gene Wilder and Jeremy Allen White, where it's like,
no.
We need a Gene Wilder biopic?
Yeah.
Do we need one?
We don't need one. But Jeremy Allen White is at the
Gene
perfect
Wilder.
Age to play Gene Wilder.
No, he just has curly hair and a long nose.
Yeah.
That's it.
Who else has
that's
that without
Gene
a prosthetic
that's
and a
Gene
wig?
Wilder, Jimmy.
Yeah. All right.
That's the Wilder.
I don't know if Gene Wilder needs a movie. I love Gene Wilder. I don't know if he needs a movie.
He's going to get it's Timothy Chalamet.
We already have a pre-Wilder movie. It's called Wonka. All right, cool. I guess Charles,
what did you watch this week?
Barbie.
Barbie.
Let's talk about it.
The
whole world is losing their mind, which rightfully so, but yeah. No, this movie was an absolute fucking knockout.
I agree.
Like right from the opening to the like closing credit, like it was amazing. It did such like Greta is like she's a great filmmaker. She's already proven that. Like I will say, like I didn't go crazy
this
for
proved
like
her range.
Little Women or anything. Like, but in terms of a filmmaker, undoubtedly she's so good. Oh, Little Bird, like Lady Bird was amazing.
Sorry, Lady
that
Bird.
Lady Bird was great. Lady Bird was fantastic.
Sorry, Cersei.
But like Little Women wasn't one that I was like, oh, I need to see this right away. But it, like the way she like makes films is great.
Yeah.
Barbie was unbelievable. Like,
I'm gonna beat you off.
And that's what I love too, is she does service for everything. Like, I didn't think the Kens would get that much focus. And not like saying they get like, you know, it's Barbie's movie. Like it's all Barbie's movie, but the stuff that they do focus on the Kens, they don't waste it in any way.
Well, it's him finding his identity without Barbie.
Right, because you don't realize until you really see this movie that's a big part of Barbie's story is Ken is an accessory to Barbie. Basically.
If I can say for a moment on that, Barbie's journey is to find out that she is more than pretty and more than a perfect package. And Ken's journey is to find his identity, which he trips over the worst kind of identity to get there.
He just wants to ride horses.
Right? Yeah. It's the patriarchy.
Once he found out that the patriarchy wasn't really about horses,
he wasn't
didn't
into
really
it.
Care
he
about
didn't,
it
I didn't care anymore.
But see, and that's what's funny is like, it's so like, that's such a funny concept is dropping a man in society who doesn't have knowledge of that society, and then he finds Trump. Yeah, of course you wouldn't be shocked that it's like, oh, why have I been like,
it's a child's
why is
brain.
Barbie the star? I'm this, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
people were
exactly.
looking at me.
It was hilarious. It was, yeah, he's like, and they looked at me and they asked me a question, and no one's done that.
Right?
Like, it was amazing. Like, it was just, and the commentary I thought was perfect on everything. Like,
it's like Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
It when they came out of the garden.
Well, and
right?
Greta wrote it with her husband, Noah.
Baumbach.
Yeah. She wrote it with him, and that makes sense because it honestly has the perfect perspective. From everybody.
Well, she wrote it with a man, and both of them were like, how do we encapsulate me as a woman and you as a man that's funny with moments of like, hey, okay.
And also, I Mattel doesn't realize how lucky they are to have that creative team because
I think the numbers this movie's made has shown that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I bet you $20 that until they saw those numbers, Mattel wasn't fully like, yup. It wasn't until they saw those numbers that they were like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Nailed it.
I heard that they were going to do, they wanted to sign everyone on to do a sequel before it came out.
Yeah, and Greta, Greta just said, like, well, she basically said that if she has to, then she will do it.
That was like a little home run. You know what I mean? Just like, you call it out in the stands. That was that's what that is.
Totally, well, and Greta's not really one. Like, she even said, she's like, I don't do sequels. I put everything when I have into a film. Yeah. And I respect the shit out of that.
Like,
even
she tried to put a fart symphony with Ken's in the film.
There's more to give.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we
I wouldn't be shocked if Greta has enough that they could do, like, a director's cut of Barbie that I would definitely, like, you know, even if there's an extra, like, number, like a dance.
I want to see that, but we also know that Warner Brothers hates giving directors a fucking director cut.
Yeah.
So
they also haven't had this is their most profitable movie ever. Which they've had.
It is the most profitable movie.
But I mean
ever.
Like, you gotta think about that. They have the Harry Potter franchise.
Yeah, they do.
They had Lord of the Rings. No,
show.
New Line Cinema was Lord of
well,
the Rings.
That
have,
Harry Potter show is gonna come out and
right. And they have all of DC. Like, let's, like, you know what I mean? Their catalogs that they actually own, the franchises they own, it's wild.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing that they don't make money.
Yeah, right, right. So, I mean, like, and it's clear, like, I think the number one thing is that, like, Greta and Noah loved Barbie. Like, they clearly loved, they had a connection to Barbie. This wasn't just a, oh, this will make us money. This was no, we would like, we need
let's
to do
have
Barbie.
Fun.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, from start to finish, this movie is so much fun, and it does have those emotional parts, but they're so good.
America Ferrera's monologue is
unreal.
And you're like, you know, there's a lot that a lot of people want to shit on with this movie, and I don't get it.
Of course.
But they knew that because they placed that so in the right place at the right time.
They even made a Snyder grab. Remember that Snyder comment? How fucking funny was that?
Yeah, men who love director's cuts, right? Or how about, like, the stuff where, like, they didn't take themselves too seriously. They pointed out things about how, like, the irony of how society does not believe what exists in Barbie world, because Barbie world's perfect, right?
Yeah,
we have Supreme Court justices.
And they're like, all the women are going to thank us when we get there. Everyone will thank us when we get there. That was so
funny. The naivete of that.
Yeah.
But when Helen Mirren is narrating and coming in and out, and the perfect time joke is when Barbie starts to cry and she says, I don't feel pretty anymore. And Helen Mirren interrupts and says,
It's freeze frames on her.
And she was like, we would just like to let everyone know that.
Note to the studio.
That if you want a woman to say, I'm not pretty anymore,
you can't use Margot Robbie
in this scene. And I'm just like, fuck yes.
Right? Like, that's what I mean. Like, it was great. It was,
we're dudes.
Yeah.
Self-aware.
Not made for us.
I also really loved the whole Mattel part and Will Ferrell.
Just
I
get in the box.
Was so
the box thing was just sign the contract.
One of my favorite things ever. Like, it made me, I laughed harder in the theater than anybody else because it's just my humor. Is when they're in Barbie Land and he comes around the corner and Midge is there and he's like, "Oh, Midge!" I thought we discontinued. It's like a jump scare, and it's like a jump scare for him.
Midge is the pregnant Barbie that they actually like. Every Barbie that's ever been made was brought into the movie, and then their storyline was how they existed in the real world toy version. So like Alan was brought in, which was Ken's friend, who lived with Ken and used Ken's clothing.
Fits all of Ken's clothing.
And then everyone was like, "Who's Alan?"
That's and then they're like, oh, get rid of Alan.
And then there was a Barbie whose breasts got bigger as she got older and you could pump her up. That was a Barbie.
No, that was, yeah. That was Puberty Barbie.
Puberty Barbie.
Puberty Barbie.
So all the mistakes were just discontinued, forgotten about characters in Barbie Land. And it was so fucking
But that's
meta.
Why I loved America Ferrera's drawings. It was like, what is Menopause Barbie? And then she had like... Oh man,
emotionally confused,
emotionally
Barbie.
Yeah, emotionally unstable Barbie, and then it was like a Barbie with a dark shadow behind it. Like I it was really, that. Do you know what I mean? Like
My Chemical Romance, yeah. Barbie.
It's worse than anything any of us could ever think of ever. A podcast hosted by three wise trees.
Yeah, that
right.
hit me in the gut.
That was so funny. I burst out.
That's
oh man,
the worst thing you could possibly think.
It was
of.
So funny.
I fucking hate podcast jokes in movies because I'm like I'm the one in the theater that's
another,
meant for.
Another great line. It's just so funny. And the way it's the delivery too in the scene, but when it's like when she's questioning why there's no women that work at Mattel, like where's the powerful woman?
Yeah,
and it's just a board of men, and then they're all saying what they do, and then the one guy he's like,
I have no
I'm
power.
A man without power. Wait, am I a woman? And it's like, yeah, and he like, do you know what I mean? And like, just the way they did that in the delivery and knowing that that's Greta, I was like, fuck me, that's great. Like, that's yeah, and what was neat, like, what was great too about Barbie is again, like. This is just going back to, like, I just missed the theater scene. It was great to see a sold-out
Oh,
theater.
God, was it ever.
People wearing pink.
Church
the
was busy.
Theater busy. And, like, not only that, it was kids, adults, and we're laughing.
Everybody.
Obviously, there's certain jokes that the adults are laughing at, the kids, whatever. But it was just a collective awesome. It was great, and I've never seen so many people other than nerds for Marvel and whatnot sitting through the credits because they do have a good credit scene. Remember, they're still showing, like, the real dolls that, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, and
they
it was
keep
great,
you
right?
around.
Yeah, yeah, they give you a good reason to kind of stick for the credits, but it was cool. It was nice.
But you're right.
And then there was a huge lineup for the Barbie box. Like, we went to Polo. Yep. Huge lineup, and we went into it, and it was cool. I was like, man, this brings me back. Like, theaters used to be so exciting, and it's cool that, like, Barbie kind of brought that back.
It's like when all the teens
right?
wore suits to Minions.
Yeah,
right?
It's not scary.
I was in...
That was threatening.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
Not in a good way.
Yeah.
Are you good with Mission Impossible?
Yeah, no, that's great.
That's good for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, can I give Barbie, sorry, 10. 10?
Yeah.
Okay. 10 out of 10, Barbs.
I think that's a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 pink Corvettes.
Oh, man. I would say...
10 out of 10 rollerblades.
I think when I posted this on Letterboxd, I said it was Greta's magnum opus.
Ooh,
that's what I
wow.
believe. Yeah. I think no matter what she does from here, she'll always be remembered for Barbie, which is... Great.
I think you're right.
She can write her tickets now, I think.
She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
She's like the...
she's doing Narnia.
She's our Orson Welles.
Did you
Wells.
See that? That's
yeah,
her next
another Narnia.
She's doing three.
Narnia?
Yeah.
She's doing
yeah, they are,
three
Martin.
Movies, writing and directing.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So maybe she doesn't remember
such
and she's,
shit.
No, and she's doing it with Netflix,
really
so
are.
It's like lots of money, whatever she wants to do. After Barbie?
Do you think
oh
McAvoy
God.
Comes back?
I hope she does it with old... I hope she does it...
As Pip? No.
As Mr. Tumnus.
Mr. Tumnus, that's it. Sorry, Pip's from Hercules.
I think those kids are old enough that she could probably bring them back and they could play characters and shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure she would
Why
do
not,
that.
Why not, right?
Oh,
easily.
Yeah. Okay, so we've done Barbie, and obviously there was a second half to that equation. We have some time. Oppenheimer for a minute.
Yeah,
it would be
why
wrong.
Not?
I think it would be kind of wrong not to, because the whole fucking...
Why not?
The,
yeah, I was sad that
it.
There was no Oppenheimer box that we could take photos in and stuff.
what,
that was my biggest beef.
Really?
There was no standee to take photos. No.
Okay.
No.
Like, and Warner
just a bomb. I just want to be next to you. Naked.
He's just sitting in a chair.
And you sit in the chair next to him.
Oh, my God.
It's so gross.
You saw it?
Oh,
Charles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
oh,
it. Yeah. Jimmy, have you seen it yet?
I have not.
And Martin.
But you know that. I love that.
I have not.
Okay. Okay. Well,
guys, spoiler, he made the bomb.
He made a bomb.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
I did it both in the same day. Did you do it both in the
yeah.
same day?
Yeah, I did yeah. Barbenheimer. Yeah. I did Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. Yeah. That sounds like a German dish.
Yeah, no, it was.
So it was all fun and games in the morning, and then I came home and did a wardrobe change. I went from my pinks to my black.
Oh, you did Barbie first, hey?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Barbie at noon.
You hate yourself.
I came home, and I was just like, wow.
Why yeah. would you want to end with depression?
Yeah, that's literally what I said. I was like, we're going to be depressed,
yeah.
So let's end it with Barbs.
Well, like, it was fun to see all the pink wearers who did them right back to back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
you'd be like, oh, they did Barbie. Oh, they did Barbie, right?
Yeah,
like,
no.
He doesn't want to be here. They did Barbie.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really,
it's
really, really good. It does glaze over some stuff that could have been talked about, like people who died. There's a Lewis Slotin.
So
there's a Lewis Slotin connection to Winnipeg. One of the guys
that was cool
who tickled the dragon, who played with the core, is from Winnipeg and died due to an exposure. He saved him. He saved everybody except himself when the reaction occurred, created a giant blast of blue light and heat. He grabbed it.
Yeah.
Threw it and then got it away from everybody. And there was like six other scientists in there, and he had them like calculate where they were standing.
Yeah.
And then he did the calculations after. He's like, they'll be all right, but I'm going to die. And 9 days later, he died from the biggest dose of radiation in the history of man. He Dr. Manhattan, but didn't come back.
No blue dicks there.
No. He's somewhere just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I saw a skeleton.
Yeah. But like.
Can you bury that body in a normal process? Because it's still radioactive, right?
They actually lead lined the casket.
They put, lead and cement.
Yeah.
If they do it like Chernobyl, it was lead and cement. Meant. Like,
but it's first act is it's back and forth. It's the making of the bomb. It's the fallout, literally the fallout from Congress and how he was forced to resign and
those
give clearance.
Parts, like the parts where he is younger and he's like beautiful minding, essentially.
Oh,
that's
totally.
The way I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But the way Nolan films how he is envisioning like radiation, let's say, and like actual
the atoms blowing up
and the atoms. It's so gorgeous. Like, it's so gorgeous how Nolan films it. Because now I see it, I'm like, it's definitely not CGI. He literally.
It's dynamite with different lensing.
Gorgeous cameras and filmed real explosions and electricity.
They made a lens for this movie.
Yeah.
It's never been used before.
Wow. Yeah.
Hatamoka is.
Something. Yeah. And it's. And
I can't
it
pronounce.
Was,
his cinematographer in IMAX built a brand new lens.
And they also do really cool slow-mo so you can really see, like, waves of energy and how they measure
they play
waves
with
of energy.
All like, on film.
It's gorgeous. Like,
all
it's gorgeous.
Film.
And, again, like, the Trinity test, the way that they do the Trinity test is it's so incredible.
It's almost like at
you're there.
It's almost at, like, one moment. The time lapse of the film and the time lapse before the bomb drops, you're in sync with everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you fall out again. So you are like me and Tony just kept leaning over.
Yeah.
And being like, oh my God, it's going to drop.
We kept looking at each other like
the antagonist of the movie is Robert Downey Jr. Because he's the guy who fucked him. You'll learn that in the end. Spoilers. But the big heavy is the bomb. The bomb is his enemy when he's making it. The bomb is his enemy when he makes it. The bomb is his enemy after it's dropped.
Well, it's what birthed the god and it's what killed the god. Because Oppenheimer, during the making of it, was the god.
Yeah.
After it was made and used, then it was like, ooh, we got
to
get rid of
He gave fire
now.
To man.
Yeah. So, but like one of the, and one of the craziest things about the actual Trinity test is the way Nolan films it, the actual reality of it, the way it's just like, you're there. It is really, that's the horror film. That's when you're like, this is Nolan's first horror movie. Because it is horrifying.
It is.
To realize that that's a real fucking thing. And they did that like 60 years ago?
Yeah, pretty recently.
Right?
1945, 44, 45.
So that's 60-something years ago. And it's so scary. And the idea of like, now everybody has that. It's so scary.
They do
it's
point
so
out.
It's so scary.
They have the conversation where they're like, this is all theory. So technically, we could burn the Earth's atmosphere with this much heat because you're burning the ozone layer and you're burning the atmosphere.
Easily.
You're basically...
There's no way that bomb of Hiroshima and Nagasaki had nothing, like, didn't impact our atmosphere.
Didn't help.
There's no way it didn't impact our atmosphere.
The aliens
and, like,
are
the
here
actual
because
ozone
of it.
Layer. There's no way. There's no way it did.
Well, the hundreds of tests after?
Right.
All over the world. Anyways,
no, but they're like it's hairspray. Everyone's using hairspray. You guys ruined the ozone layer. You idiots. Like that's what it was.
Wasn't the nuclear bomb?
No, no. It wasn't that. It was the hairspray.
I'm gonna. I give it 9.5, only because it could have not been 3 hours.
Really?
We could have pulled some stuff.
Yeah.
We really could have. It's just it's all dialogue. There's no fight scenes. There's no real action except the bomb drop.
It's,
so
yeah. So my thing was like. I didn't feel the length until, like, you realize, because after the Trinity test, it really is then about his essential trial. Because this man, unfortunately, did have a trial for what he was.
A secret trial that ripped him of everything in his entire life.
Yeah. So, and that
is. In front of five people.
And that is intense. But after coming off, like, I feel like if I saw it a second time, I would appreciate the second half a little bit more. It's just coming after
the Trinity test scene,
oh, and then you're sitting there, and it's like, it's still intense, but it's just like, you still can't get over that fucking Trinity test
scene. And they just lied down. That was their big
welder's
protection.
Glass.
Let's oh, and lie down, also, face the other one.
I love right? that Nolan uses Einstein's way more than I expected, and they're great scenes. They're fucking awesome.
Do you know if you watch Oppenheimer the second time, the actual whole story of Tenet makes sense?
It's actually the Trinity test is Tenet.
Yeah. They all tie together. Anyways,
no, but yeah,
what do you give
I
it out of 10?
I gave it a 9. I gave it a 9 out of 10 for sure, just because, like, I almost feel like if he had ended more with the Trinity test, that might have been an insane, like, punch, like, what a way to end that movie, that spectacle. But, I mean, again, then that whole ending probably wouldn't have made sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I think it was just for me, like, I don't want to blow it up too much, but honestly, it was one of the coolest cinematic experiences I've ever witnessed, was the way, doing that in IMAX and the way he filmed it. With the sound delay and everything, it was
perfect.
Fucking unbelievable. It was incredible.
Listener, you should watch all this stuff.
You know when's a great time to release a Haunted Mansion movie? In August.
And then shocked that it ate shit.
Oh my God.
Like, I love that they're so shocked it ate shit.
Why didn't you watch our movie?
I forgot that movie dropped.
And don't get me wrong, it looks great.
Sure.
Great cast.
But
it'd
again,
be fun.
Right, but still, like, what?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is it in theaters or can I watch it on
Disney Plus?
It's on Disney Plus. Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, everyone won't go to the theaters. They'll stay home for this.
They would if it was fucking Halloween.
It would, totally.
Yeah.
Hocus Pocus killed when they dropped it in October.
At least, like, even if they did October 1st, I would have still had more respect for it.
Yeah.
Because right? they're like, okay.
Yeah, let's start Halloween.
Yeah. But
anyways. Barbie, Oppenheimer. The
MIP.
Bear. MIP. Don't go see
MIP. MIP is the last one.
Yeah,
you
see it last. See it at
stream
home.
It.
Yeah. Unless you've got an 85-inch screen TV, it's not really going to matter.
Right.
And watch The Bear season 2.
If you have diarrhea during a movie, you could watch Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Literally,
the first the
first 40 minutes is just entity. You can go for that part.
Entity. All right, let's go poop. Jimmy, what time is it?
It's debate time.
I'm not making sound effects anymore at this part because the last one I did sounded like a dead cat.
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein.
Give me a fat beat to beat my buddy's ass.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy?
What was that?
Sorry, let me catch you. Could you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
So as mentioned at the top of the show, this is inspired by Gran Turismo, which is coming out this weekend. And we mentioned that it would be like you don't need a simulator to do everything, but there are.
But you've seen games. There's Power Wash Simulator.
There's
Farming Simulator. So what would be a fun one you guys can throw at me?
Yeah, that I think you maybe should know, or maybe you've forgotten, or to learn a new thing. Completely learn a new thing.
That's right.
And then see if that simulation would actually transfer into the real life. So you're in control of the floor here, Mr. Burns. I see your fingers are waggling over there like, I've got the power.
Excellent.
Martin, why don't you lead us off this week?
Ooh, I'm not going to lie. This is going to be a dark one.
I love it.
Yahoo!
Gonna be a dark one. I don't know if I'll win. I just want this as a simulator. So I'll preface by saying it's gonna be in VR. You need a VR headset to play it. VR controllers, whatever.
Sweet.
It's good. I'm thinking. Okay, I'm just gonna say the title: Anakin versus the Younglings.
You want to do an Order 66 simulator?
Yes, but just the Younglings.
Sure.
Just Anakin in the temple versus the Younglings.
Dark.
We're gonna shy away. Just. Before you say anything, just let me finish my pitch.
Dark.
We're going to shy away from realism on this one. Just because. Do you guys remember that Call of Duty game where, like, one of the missions, it got banned in certain countries?
The
one
Russian.
Of the missions, you had to, like, go into an airport and just shoot civilians?
Yeah, I think the name of the mission is No Russian, because they're speaking Russian in the elevator, and then he goes, No Russian. Yeah, man.
So that is basically, we're gonna have it done by either the studio that does the Lego movie or games, or the Minecraft or Minecraft. So that's going to be the studio that does it, the creative team behind it. It's always going to be set on easy. Because you're like fighting 60,
you're Darth Vader.
Fucking
yeah.
You're Darth Vader. You're going to have your clones there with you.
Just do this with my pinky.
Also, the last boss will be the librarian, the old lady librarian of the Jedi Temple. I have her name here. It's going to be Jocasta Nu is the last boss. So you're going to be fighting an old lady as your last boss. She also has a lightsaber. How good is she? Probably not that good because she's a librarian. So...
Set on easy.
What about the door technician guy?
Yeah, I was gonna say, Martin. Yeah. Would you say that's how it's framed up?
No, fuck that. We're not doing none of that. We're focusing straight. It's called Anakin versus the Younglings. We're putting one librarian in it just as the boss, but it's just you going nuts on some younglings in the temple. That's the whole game, and it's, you know what? It's gonna be cheap because it's only one stage that you can play over and over again.
Oh
if
my
you
god,
need.
$17.
This is for the people. Who, you ever been on a flight and there's just this kid just kicking your seat nonstop?
Yep.
And you know what? That's
that's how you can get it out. Let,
this is it. This is it.
I respect that.
I do.
You might save some lives.
I fucking hate kids.
I mean, sure, people are like, oh, it's the shitty parents. Yeah, shitty parents spawn shitty kids. So
they
I mean,
do.
Sometimes I just want to take my anger out.
That's why I've
why
learned.
Why not play Anakin versus the Younglings?
Or just like beat the parent up and look at the kid and be like, I hate you, but I can't hit you.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, geez, Martin, I mean, I think you're going to be on a couple watch lists. But...
or wish lists.
You know,
I mean, it's going to sell well.
Yeah.
I can really picture people buying it, especially if it's like $5.99 on PlayStation Plus. Like, I'd buy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just wait 6 months. Could you think it might be the monthly free
it
game?
It might be. Well, everyone's playing it. I want to know what they're talking about. It's going to be the same thing as Hogwarts, and I don't want to miss
Fuck,
it this
that's
time.
Funny.
I totally get that. I'm just trying to see how I could play this. And,
how does
and...
it start, Martin? Does it start with like the doors opening and
oh,
you walk
starts,
in?
It starts you walking into the temple.
Yeah. Right. Oh, wow. You walking into the temple.
That scene where they're walking in, that's where it starts, and then you just go fucking nuts. It's like you're at that point, it's open world.
Do you have the line
you
with
whatever you want?
Do you go for it? Do you have the line with like Master Skywalker? What do we do?
Come on, that's definitely gonna be in there. To end that cinematic,
delivering.
You have to press the lightsaber activate button, and then you hear that, and it's like, oh fuck!
Can you have the option to not kill anybody?
That he does.
I think if you do that, I thought like so because Martin said the clones are with him,
right?
If there's only any other option, it's just him going, okay, execute, and they just open fire.
Guys, I don't know if you just heard, but R2 just shot, like, he's getting upset over here.
Yeah, he's not into it.
He's fucking bouncing around, and he's not having
You've turned R2 against me.
Like,
R2 not there. R2 with Natalie Portman at the time, so.
Little fucker back behind me is like, what are you doing to Anakin? What are you doing to my master?
Well, Martin, just on sheer marketability, I think I think it's going to sell pretty well.
I really want this.
LucasArts presents.
Charles, do you have anything? Just any major points?
I just love that you went for it, and honestly, I mean, yeah, I have to agree with Jimmy. Like, there's a market.
There is. Incels.
There's definitely a market. And Star Wars incels at that, right?
But, like, okay,
it's Star Wars themed. We're forgetting.
I want this game just to play with us, right? I think it would be fun. I think it would be fun to try to play this game and, like, not tell Shauna what the game is while I'm playing it with the headset on.
Oh, my God.
Can I say something?
My
not
God.
Not all Star Wars fans are incels, but all incels are Star Wars fans.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I meant.
Wisdom.
Right?
Hashtag wisdom. I want a bonus. I wanted a bonus level of the door technician. That would have
my downloadable content would be quick. It's going to be like 99 cents. So after the temple, you'll fly to Mustafar and basically you'll just force choke Padme and then the game ends there.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's my down DLC. You won't do the Tour of the Fates fight with Obi-Wan. That's not what the game's about. That's
You've
it.
Turned her against me.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, killing the children and then killing Padme. I mean, it's all that's the trajectory.
And it's
of
a big
Anakin.
It's a big Obi-Wan flex, right? Because that's what makes her choke. Her is like he sees Obi.
Yeah.
So, oh my God. Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah. No, that's it. Okay.
Oppenheimer.
I like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oof.
I get it. I mean, you have it. Like,
this is what happens when you pick me to go first.
Could a part two DLC just be called The High Ground?
No, it's going to be called Against Me. That's it.
That's great. That's great.
Anakin versus the Younglings against me. Downloadable content.
I thought I had this Holy one unlocked, shit. But no, I don't
That's
think I do.
That's fucking hilarious.
Hey, Judge?
Charles, why don't you go next?
Oh, my okay. God. I got to close this bitch.
I feel bad because this one is not a happy one either.
This oh, God two. Damn it.
So... that's why when you picked Martin first, I was like, well, thank God I'm not the only one.
If you do the goddamn 9/11 simulator.
No. Oh, I think some crazy kid already made that one.
Ooh, that's hot.
No, you're just...
United 93.
No, mine is Flight Simulator, but you're playing the pilot of one of... No, no.
God damn it!
No, no, no. Mine's maybe a little bit worse, because everyone has to do this.
Did you go
point.
With what we were talking about?
So, yeah. So for some reason, my mind went to a simulator you would never want to do. Like, what's a simulator you should never
sure.
want to do?
Right.
So mine's called Life Support. So similar to Jimmy's, it's a VR. You start in a room and it starts with a doctor basically telling you have to take your loved one off of life support. And you have to make that decision. They're like,
it's
we can...
Dr. Kevorkian!
Yeah, it's basically Dr. Kevorkian.
POV Kevorkian.
We can keep them on life support, but we don't suggest it. And then he leaves the room and you just are dealt with options. And you have the control. So
your it's
hand
multiple
is like,
choice.
Oh, yeah. Like, you have options. And, I mean, if you go the route that the game suggests, you yeah. will have to pull a cord.
So how long do you have before you have to make a decision?
So, I mean, there's different. So the way I did it is there's, like...
yeah. It's like a fucking... Like
so
a little Chia Pet? Or the
I went for it. Like, I had the team that develops all major RPGs and whatnot. So...
Whoa.
There is a 20-minute. There's a 20-minute one where you're just like, oh, okay, I'll pull it, and you pull it, and that's it. It's done.
Right.
And then there's one where you leave them on, so like Martin suggested, it could last 30 years. And you have to do,
and
like...
And it's all real time?
And you have to go visit
that's
them.
What I was,
and,
yeah, it's all real time.
You have to go visit them. It's not in real time. That would be so fun. It's in real time. It's actually
oh
a Black
God.
Mirror episode.
I have to go visit my virtual grandpa.
Sorry.
Oh,
it's a fucking Chia
this
Pet.
This is
a real...
This is a fucking Boyhood of simulators.
No, but yeah, you could have it end where you just pull the cord, or you could have it end where it's like, how do you... What do you file? How do you do this now that
oh,
they're dead?
Oh, you have to do
like,
all the paperwork.
All the paperwork.
Oh,
yeah.
And get and find the
yeah,
home.
Again
and...
yeah, right. And like you have to go sort their belongings and it's awful.
That truly sounds awful.
Yeah, and yeah. then there'll be crying things where you have to like go like this with the hands to get the tears out.
Do you have to plan a funeral?
Yeah, that
oh
could be
God.
An option. I mean, or
do
you, could
then,
be
do you
like,
get like a budget and then you have to like negotiate
it's a
your funeral price.
Like, you could literally
is
dig...
Jimmy in this game?
You could dig...
selling you a
yeah,
casket?
That could be it. Or you could dig a hole. Like, that's, you could dig your own hole. Like,
wow.
Again, it's, I'm leaving.
Like in the desert?
Like, there's a choose your adventure. Like, guys, like, when you pick an option, it leads to, like, it could be a cyberpunk. Like, it could be, this game could be 60 hours of gameplay, or it could be 20 minutes. It's
like
up
that.
To you.
I
it's
like
up
that.
To you.
Is there?
It's up
is,
to you, but it sucks. Like, none of it is great. I mean, the part with you might be, because I feel like you might be nice.
Nah.
Nah. Nah. These hard sales.
Yeah, it's basically the worst, yeah. And it's just like, yeah, it's just the shittiest simulator ever. And if you're good at it, I don't even know what that means. You probably don't want to be good at it. What does that mean?
What does it mean if you are?
Yeah, like if you get a high score, I don't even know what that means. Like as the developer, I'd be like, oh.
It means you're aw, fucking sociopath.
Shut this thing down. Yeah, shut this game down.
Hang
shut
on, hang
the
on.
Servers down.
Can you just put this on for me, honey? I need to see what kind of decision you would make as a human.
I'm 4 for 4 on plugs pulled.
Right? Right.
Yeah. New achievement unlocked. What's, no what's one's pulled as many plugs. Yes.
I'm out of grandparents. I'm out.
You're now doing your in-laws.
Oh,
in-law
God.
Round.
If you
so,
never let anyone live for like all your playthroughs.
That could be a job. You pay someone to pull plugs for you.
I got one comment, and I think
the plugger.
So like downloadable content. I would have loved to have seen something like where you can, you know how like, you know, like any app you can buy more of a thing. You can buy
sure.
more gems.
People
you
want can... more life support. Sure.
No. You don't have to buy more life support, but you can buy different methods of ending the life. Like you just don't have to go the standard needle. Right?
Oh
like,
my God.
You can smuggle them into Mexico and do it illegally.
So
or
you're
like...
saying instead of like, up until now, we've made you guys pull a plug. With this DLC now, you could stab them.
That's what I'm saying. Based on the loved one, like if you had a real issue, I'm just saying, if my dad died, I wouldn't want to just pull the plug. Is what I'm saying. Like I got a rotten relationship with the man.
You get a pillow.
So we'll that's what
you,
I'm saying. Give me a pillow.
We'll give you that option.
Can
and
have,
you have to do like you have to like do
it takes
this
a
with
long
the
time.
Can I download the nurse who killed all those elderly people and have
we'll
her
actually,
do it?
You know what? We'll start with life support, but then we'll have a DLC that's just Kevorkian.
That's yeah. yes.
And it's DLC Kevorkian.
Just bring the man in.
Yeah. We'll show his process. Was, and then you could do his trial. You could live him in his trial.
Jimmy?
It's so stupid.
Actually, Martin, Martin, go next.
No, Martin went first. It's your turn.
Can I?
Well, no, I just, if he's got any comments.
Can I just say thank you for being just as fucked up as I was?
That's why I...
I think my brain, there's something wrong with my brain. Because
you have no idea how much joy it brought when you were like, this one's dark. I'm like, thank fuck.
Not the only one.
I'm like, oh my God, is mine going to be like the darkest one? Because like,
I didn't even have a backup. So I was like, uh-oh.
Final thoughts, Jimmy?
My,
you want
my
me?
Only thing was I wanted a title.
Yeah, what do you call this?
It's got to be, you mean, gotta come up with a bunch of cool things. Like Love Lost or something. Or
Pull the Plug?
Yeah. Just a little on the nose.
It could be called Life Support.
Lights out?
Lights Out.
Lights Out, that's a great game.
It's about, so you're going to turn off lights? I mean, that is an option.
That is the option, yeah.
That's what you do when you leave the room.
Yeah, in a sense.
After you've done it, you turn the lights off.
Michael, please keep us from going to hell. With
I will. I will. I stayed above ground. I didn't stay out of the toilet, so to speak, but I did stay above ground.
They're all bad.
So we were talking at work. I was talking to one of the mechanics at work, and he just like opened up a can of worms for me when I told him what I was like, this is what I'm doing this weekend. And
he took that as an invite.
Well, no.
And here he is.
Yeah. Here's Gavin. Guys, here's my fucking proxy. No. So I Dumb and Dumber was on, and the shit scene is what inspired this whole thing.
Awful.
What happens when you shit in a broken toilet? But then, like, what happens if you don't know how to go to the bathroom is where
what
this
do you,
went through.
Like, oh, like Tom Cruise in The Alien.
And yeah, or like Tom Cruise in Edward Scissorhands,
that's
right?
That's what I meant.
Yeah, that's what you meant. So, like, I started to think, like, what happens if you don't know or forgot how to go to the bathroom, right? So I made the PP360 washroom simulator. Outside of traumatic brain injury or being a baby, almost all of us know how to poop. But if you forget to poop or pee, you can purchase the PP360 simulator.
This is a sentence you've written down.
Yeah. Pee and poop 360, right? How to do it completely in from start to finish. So there's five levels. The potty training with your mom, right?
Yep.
You start off going back to childhood. She can give you a treat if you win or a hug or something.
Oh, my God.
If you're afraid, it just takes you right back to the beginning. And it could be in the living room with the little porta-potty thingy. It could be on the toilet. Like, you can create different simulations for yourself, so it's easy.
The treat is that you don't have to poo anymore.
Well, no, it's just, you know how you give a dog a treat when it does well? Like, I have animals. I don't have children. You feed it a treat when it does
going to associate poop. All right.
So that's level one. Level two is bathroom in the public with the parents, where you've got to go to the washroom with your
nightmare,
right? Like, they're either in the stall with you or they're outside of the stall, and then some old dude comes in and he's like, oh, sorry, right? Like, you've got to learn what it's like to pee in or poop in public for the first time.
So you're saying you've made a simulator where you're a small boy going up to the trough at the Jets game.
Yeah, that is downloadable
dodge
content.
Dodge the dicks.
You have to dodge the splashback.
Yeah, right.
Dodge.
Right. Well, and then every now and then it's like...
Yeah, but when you're eight guys at that trough, the dicks are in your face.
That's
like,
what I mean.
That's what I mean. That's why you have to
so
dodge
the splashback.
So there's
piss, you're dodging dicks,
height to dick ratio.
Oh my God.
If you need help, you can ask for one of the parents to come in with you, right?
Do you lose points?
But you do lose points. It does affect your final score. Next, we have the teenage years, a quick game of where do you look when you're in the washroom with two other dudes? The answer is always up, right?
Yes.
Like, you know, you so like, and the, you know, one of the scenarios where there's like five urinals and four people, what do you do? Right? Like, do you move into the middle urinal? Do your eyes stay up? Do they, like, peeing around other dudes for the first time, taking a shit where you're trying to be quiet when everybody's in the change room? These will be different parts of the simulation. Drunk in a bar.
You've never taken a quiet shit in your life.
No. This is for the person who forgot or doesn't know.
Did you just say bar shits?
Yeah, bar shits.
That's a horrible
round. That's really bold.
Yeah, that's a tough round.
So drunk in a bar.
That's extreme difficulty round.
Well, here's what it is. This is a VR headset. I should have mentioned that, just, you know, the meta one. But so the headset causes you to feel incredibly drunk and cause your aim and vision to be totally fucked. So now you're trying to, like, stay in the bowl. And then there's bonus points if you're the nice guy who wipes the seat after for the next guy coming in, right? That can give you, like, an extra pee life, so to speak. Trying to take a shit in a bar that has been covered in shit and piss. Imagine, if you will, Trainspotting. That's the toilet that you're playing against. Famous shit scenes are inserted into this, by the way. We'll get to that. Then lastly, where
shit scenes.
Where this all came from, the broken toilet. You actually take over Harry's likeness in Dumb and Dumber, and you've just crapped in a broken toilet. What do? Do you try to fix it? Do you let the homeowner know that you've done it?
Like, it's that one.
I know it is, but some people don't know this, okay?
I looked at Jimmy and I just went, no.
It's your goddamn generation.
So
you don't know how to feel shame, right?
You know how
we don't have enough shame.
We don't. So
it's true. We make bombs and we're like.
So you guys know when like you do a course at a new company and it's like a video course, right? It's practical in theory.
Oh my god!
So we have practical in theory final test. The practical will be putting on a new roll of toilet paper the proper way. Right? Do you go under? Do you go over?
Oh my God.
Putting the seat down 100 times so you never get yelled at by your wife for forgetting to put the toilet
seat
down.
That's actually really nice.
The theory would be, should you flush after each shit or wait till the toilet's full so that you're sitting in your own stench? Or do you flush after? And then wiping front to back, back to front, just in case someone needs a refresher. Hey, man, listen. There are people. I know you're looking at me like that. Then we get to the mini games and the upgrades. Urinal puck table hockey, I thought would be a fun mini game inside of it, right? Like shuffleboard. Name that poop inspired by, you know, that poster with all the different poops on it where it's like a corny poop or a phantom shit, right? Like you're putting it. And then the upgrades, you can get air freshener scent bombs to cause a real life scenario after you've gone to the bathroom. You spray the air, which causes it to smell like a tropical breeze.
Guys.
Finally, this one's inspired by Martin. It's the bidet experience. You get to attach it to your toilet and experience the way the Japanese have pooped for years. You get the fucking fancy high end adaptable piece that goes on your toilet so you can go take a shit and experience the PP 360 in full rotation.
It just feels like, what does this have to do with movies?
Well, that was the thing. Was that
there's
I went,
famous shit scenes. You forgot about the famous shit scenes.
You've got different in between. You've got the famous funny pee and poop breaks, like in I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell, the Tucker Carlson story, or not Tucker Carlson,
Tucker Carlson,
different Tucker. But there's a shit scene where he like is running down a hotel hallway and he's pooping out his ass. You
Austin
get the
Powers
Harry scene from Dumb and Dumber. You get the Austin Powers
kills
poop scene.
A man.
That is what it has to do with movies. It is inspired by. There's wallpapers in the background of these different shit scenes. The clips will play in between to feel like when you're going to the bathroom, you're actually watching something.
And it all started with Harry shitting.
Yeah.
The listener at home is like, wow, I wonder which Sylvester Stallone summer camp they're going to make this time. Can't wait for a fun, light, easy episode. Oh, boy.
You know what's crazy, though? As horrifying as mine and Martin's are, somehow Mike's is so much more horrifying. It's the scariest one.
I will say there's an audience for it.
I'm just saying.
I mean, the internet has a category.
Okay, but hang on. Just bear with me here. The retail value on this is ridiculous because the parents who have new kids who are like, I'm just going to put this headset on my child.
Mike, this is going to be the most pirated game in the world. No one is going to. One person will buy it, put it on the internet, and then the world will stream from that one person.
We can have PP. This can roll. We can have PP 360 1.0, 2.0, 3.0.
This is
going
to get banned on Steam like in the first 6 minutes it's on.
This is Steam.
It'll be uploaded and it'll be like, sorry. This is breach policy here.
This is the dark net of Steam.
That's what it is. It's Steam Dark.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Martin, anything? We'll shut up for you. Got a comment or four.
First off, this can't be sold to kids.
Why not?
Like, all our games cannot be sold to any child.
No.
What I did like about it is my favorite part about your presentation is it feels like it's a refresher on bathroom etiquette, which I think a lot of people do need. Like, if you look out there in public bathrooms, fucking animals.
It's
fucking
animals. You're very right. You're very right.
He's
right.
People have to clean up your shit and piss.
It's literally,
You're very right.
If you, be respectful of other people, you know? I thought you could have leaned on that more to the where it's like a bathroom etiquette kind of fucking.
No, the
refresher.
Comedy's not there.
My one thing that I just because it was in VR, and the one thing that I'm assuming that you, well, not assuming, but the one thing that I thought you could have used in your debate was, you know how when you pick your, like in games now, like sports games, you can like take a photo of yourself and your character. Like,
you wanted a pro. Yeah. You wanted an avatar.
Yeah, oh, you take a photo of your dick. And you're like, hey, that's my dick right there. And it's like, that's what you're looking
for. So can I take a photo of my shit? And then every time I take a poop in the game, it looks like so my
least,
shit?
So at least when you have to hold your dick, you feel like you are holding your dick. Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah, that's,
I like that.
Okay, that is a missed opportunity if I've
missed
ever seen
opportunity,
it.
But that's, I mean, you had fun. I fucking laughed at the They're all good. They're
you laughed at my shit?
Today.
That was,
I was
fun.
Crying.
You laughed at my shit?
Had fun.
I fucking cried.
Yeah, that's all I had.
Judge?
Mike wins because it just the other, the other ones make me want to kill myself.
I'll take it.
Holy fuck!
He beats the drum roll. I love it.
I love that he just threw that.
Yeah,
he just went holy
right out
shit.
There.
That was great. Mike, how do you feel?
I feel like I just took a huge dump in the PP 360,
but in RL.
Yeah, in RL. It's so real, guys. It's a real life shit trapped in a video game.
I loved that you approached it from like a marketing standpoint. The fact that you had a model number, like you had a product number. Yeah. You were really like,
I almost had a UPC
you
code.
You almost Don Draper'd us, man. I almost bought one until it got real scary.
Disgusting.
You got too weird at the end there.
Got real scary.
Well, guys, can
and
you?
I'm the one who's like younglings.
In Minecraft.
But can you imagine like global high scores for this game? Like, can you imagine you can go into everyone's profile and see how many times they failed wiping front to back or back to front, or seeing how many times
like
they put the toilet paper on the wrong way?
I feel like bougie bathrooms would have this like thing that you could like.
Sure.
You just took a shit, but see about this one, and then you could play that game.
Do you want to feel like you took a shit?
Check out the last shit that was taken before you.
Yeah.
So many different routes you can go to. Like, you missed out on people who stand and wipe their ass in a public toilet.
Yes.
I'm like, you guys are fucking animals. Why do you do that?
Smearing it around.
So gross. If you internet, if you do that, don't do that. Sit down like a normal person.
That's good advice.
Because you drop your shit on the floor.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
It's true.
It is, or people who take their shirt off, like George Costanza, and they get undressed in there. The hook is for your jacket, motherfucker.
It's hot.
It's like, why are you
I'm
getting
not gonna
undressed
lie,
to take a
I've
shit?
Had really nice. It's because I've had really nice clothes, and I've been so poor. I'm like, I can't afford it. If I get shown this, I don't even know what to do. So I just take it off.
I'm at home, I
just take it off.
Down and just fucking shit naked.
I take it off, man.
Never had those? You never wake up at 2 a.m. and your stomach hurts real bad, and you have to get out all your clothes and shit naked?
No, because I go to bed without any clothes on.
Dude, then you just shit naked.
Well, yeah, but I'm not taking it off to
of
do
bitch.
It. I'm planning in advance.
Well, we don't plan in advance.
Yeah,
you can't shit on us.
Sorry, I don't plan to have a violent shit in the middle
I'm
of
just
the
imagining
night.
You sheeping in your jeans now.
No, I mean, Charles, I have gone to bed where I'm like, I should get naked.
I would just like to say I love both of Martin and Charles's. I love Martin's for being just straight up, I'm going to fucking kill kids. Fuck it, like, and like, you know what?
It's like
in a galaxy.
Listen,
far
but
away,
you know
so.
What? We can argue this because they're future Jedi, which means we're just killing off a powerful race before they get too powerful.
It's just
it's not
we're
like
just
children.
Telling a chapter of the canon story. Okay?
Exactly.
I could see Disney literally being like, with Deadpool 3 being rated R, we decided to develop a whole rated R side of us.
Yeah.
Now featuring.
Can you imagine Disney rated R?
Star Wars game here. The high ground meets this, and it's a whole line of all these games.
Oh my God!
I'm telling you.
They'd
well,
sell.
Martin's onto something.
They'd sell.
Martin's would be fun if it was like in Vegas in a hotel where you could like buy the experience.
Oh my God!
I did the Star Wars experience in this one, and what it felt there was boxes and stairs that you had to negotiate.
Oh,
so like he could incorporate how like you open a door where you literally put your hand down and open a fake door.
Oh, that's
but in
cool.
the game, the younglings come out.
Oh my God!
And then you.
I think that'll sell. I don't think it'll be allowed. Sorry, it'll sell. I just don't think it'll be allowed.
You said
it'll go to like some
you guys.
Like, foreign country to do it.
If
like,
you said Vegas, it'd have to be like Bing, 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 Bing.
Well, think
okay.
About, think about it like this: if Hostel was a real thing, I mean.
So scary enough, I think I'm shocked none of us picked a Hostel simulator. You think that one would have killed?
Literally.
Yes.
Would have stabbed. Yeah. It would have drilled.
Trying to fuck softly while there's other like five other people.
I do love that it went. I do love that when we
that's
have Hostel. The ultimate power of the simulator, we go dark and poop.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Like, immediately. Like, no one had anyone that was like, my simulator is world peace and how that would
listen,
happen.
Listen, if you average out our episodes, we stay pretty far away from the dark and decrepit. So
there's a lot of latitude
for us to be like, let's talk about killing younglings and killing grandpa and pooping in public places.
In the theme of the simulator that no one should have, killed it.
I thought you guys were going to do like John Wick simulator or like something fun.
That's so fucking boring.
I thought you guys were going to do fun things.
That's boring.
How to do a cartwheel simulator.
How to take a hug from an awkward aunt.
Oh my God.
Ass out.
Awkward hugging. Oh. Awkward family hug simulator. Jesus, that's funny.
All right, let's turn this into Gran Turismo for a second before we close this shit out. We all want to see it? Martin?
Yeah, I'd probably go see it.
You going to see it, Martin? Yeah.
I'll wait till it's streaming, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't really, you know, I'm not one to normally care about like racing movies, but. It's just the concept is very interesting, and I'm a huge Neil Blomkamp fan.
I am too. That's what's
getting
me there.
Knowing he's doing it, yeah. I'm like, you know, that's going to – that really impresses me. Also, I do like the cast. The cast is fun.
See, Jimmy went to see Mission Impossible with me because there was too many people in the house. Would you just go see this for the fun of it with me?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Then you have to go see Ninja Turtles.
I will.
Oh, we should all go see Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles is awesome.
Yeah, no, I can
be Jackie Chan Splinter?
I know.
That's awesome.
I.
What more could you want?
The movie looks like, I don't even, is Sony doing it?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It would make sense that Sony's
the only reason that I have faith in it is like, that's the one thing they kill is Gran Turismo, and they have the right idea for a story. Like the fact that they're embracing it's a video game and blah, blah, blah.
Well, and I also
I think
heard,
it's going to work in their advantage.
Out of all the video games that you can play, they did the most work with that game to make sure that your turns are the way you
realistic.
Turn on the track, right?
It's, like this is Sony's baby, and because of that, I think they're really, it's going to be better than people expect.
Yeah,
because I saw the trailer in theaters,
yeah,
and that really enticed me. Like, I was like, especially when they, like, they're smart in their editing. As soon as they say Neil Blomkamp, they show, like, two really cool edits of, like, the racing, and you can tell, like,
oh, that's him.
He's going, and he's doing what he does with his movies. He's putting you there. Like, you're going to be, you know, it's going to be what they did with Top Gun, but with cars, basically. Wait. So I'm, like, into that. Like,
we're also due for a racing game. Like, when you, or not racing game, racing movie. Like, when you think of racing movies,
right.
I think of Days of Thunder.
Fast and the Furious.
Days of Thunder 2, I want to see that.
Well, Fast Rush. And the Furious has stopped being about racing.
Yeah. It has?
And it's, okay.
Rush.
Rush. Right? Or Driven with Stallone.
Oh, Stallone. That's a good
right?
one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or Seabiscuit.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right,
horsepower.
Pre-car.
No, that's horsepower.
Pre-car, bro.
Pre-car. I get it.
Real
get it.
Horses.
You want it? You want it? Chariots of Fire? Why not?
Oh, legs.
But, like, racing movies.
Cannonball Run.
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my
right?
God.
But, I mean, the first three Fast and Furious movies had racing.
No,
in.
No. The first one had racing. The second one was just like
drifting.
A race.
That was
but Tokyo
was
Drift
drifting. Was drifting. Bro.
Yeah,
it was still a race though.
I guess that's true.
Right,
that's true.
Like,
but the first one was like the only one where they're like, we got to go to the desert for the races.
Our DVD
we got to get
players.
The races for our DVD. Right.
Well, and also too, like
the pink slips, man.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 47, and 52 are all racing with vehicles. They're racing to get to something. They're not racing each other.
Right.
Yeah,
so
the
aspect of like a bunch of guys, and with F1 being so fucking popular right now on Netflix, like this is a great time to pop a fucking open wheel racing movie.
Yeah.
But what
also,
I
again, like, no, and it's smart just knowing you have a franchise. Like, I guarantee there are people obviously out there that love Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
That's
their
go-to. So you're already just calling already to an audience, right? So it's smart.
And like, if you don't understand cars, I don't know what wheels
that's
to
it. It's not like when they did that Need for Speed movie with Aaron Paul.
Yes.
It's a movie that just doesn't have a plot and doesn't make sense.
Right.
This is a Gran Turismo movie about a guy who plays it so much that, and it's a real thing that happens.
Yeah.
So it's an actual, it's a movie. It's a plot. It's
Need for Speed was just banking on the title.
Yeah,
that was it.
Exactly.
And it had a car.
Exactly.
And it had, and the poster looked like a
Need
video game cover.
It did.
Right.
It did.
Right. But that was it.
But there's no story.
No.
It's like the first Mortal Kombat.
Or the second Mortal Kombat.
Don't get me wrong, I love it, but like, you know,
Annihilation is awful.
Truly terrible.
It is real bad.
It's
cool. What I will say is, I like that. And maybe it's with Last of Us. Maybe it's also with Mortal Kombat because Mortal Kombat did that too. But I think now studios are at least, it seems to be that studios are definitely starting the approach with video game properties to take them
not
seriously.
Fuck up.
Just take them seriously or embrace the video game.
Well,
aspect,
they did that with,
you know?
Uncharted too. They took
right.
it seriously. It was
right.
just not good.
Yeah, right, right. But I mean, like The Witcher,
they
like
tried.
You know, like The Witcher, like you know,
Assassin's Creed,
Last of Us. See, and that's what I mean. Like, they still have
I
a
like
lot.
The, I never played the game, so I like the movie, but I know the movie has sweet fuck all.
Oh, dude, it's bad.
Like it's
bad. Yeah, it's such a good story in the games too. So
the thing is, the movie has aspects, like it looks great, and there's parts of it where like
they'll redo it someday.
Yeah, well, apparently they're supposed to be doing a live action show on Netflix, as I heard the
okay,
news. Anyways, but yeah, it seems like the new
does it start off in a lab far, far away with futuristic capabilities.
If they
back
do
in
it
time?
Like the games, the present day storyline is fucking wicked. Basically, it's like, what is it? The Mayans predicted 2012 was the end of the world. So that turns out to be true, but it's actually, it's like, no, it's like 2021 or something like that. But it is true, it's just we were wrong about the date. But anyways, you find out that since, like, the time of Christ, there's been the Templars, which have been
ooh, Da Vinci
trying
Code
to
shit.
Rewrite history, and then you have the Assassins that are trying to preserve it.
Right.
So they're trying to protect history the way it is. The Templars are trying to manipulate it, and they're trying to change it and whatnot, and change, like, history documentation and blah, blah, blah. There's also this ancient artifact called the Apple, which is the story of Adam
a
and
phone.
Eve. Well, no, like, the story of Adam and Eve, it actually turns out it's about this artifact that's called the Apple, and it has, like, endless amounts of power. So Adam and Eve is a caution tale, but what it's actually about
the
is,
the Apple
like
is a metaphor for...
So... Essentially, you're
the
playing.
Story, isn't the story like basically like there's the world has reached its pinnacle and then it just got shit kicked and then now we're like building it up again?
Yeah, so
does it have like a bunch of the introduction of the old aliens, I think aliens with the gods and stuff like that.
So, yeah, like so,
one of the gods.
So that's basically the story is like basically you find out is that where there were civilizations that existed before us and they were visited by aliens,
okay.
And these aliens were like superior humans, like they were of a human DNA, they were just way more superior advanced than us.
Like an alien covenant.
Yes, exactly. And then they bred with humans here, and like they did the pyramids. Like those aliens
cool.
did the pyramids, and then that, and then they bounced.
I knew it.
So they left shit here, like the Apple was left here, a staff was left, and when those things are
staff
combined,
of Ra?
It's like, I can't remember, but it's like, it's cool. It's really cool, but basically this you play this guy named Desmond Miles, and he's the key. The Assassins believe he's the key to stopping the Templars because he can control these artifacts without dying.
That's the guy.
So you're the one that you play, and then basically what they're going to do is to give him the skills of what he needs to be the perfect assassin. They put him in this machine that, like, similar to the movie, I can't remember. Oh, man, the Animus. The Animus, yes. They put him in there, and what it is when you relive the memories long enough, it does DNA bleeding. So the skills basically inherit.
Transfer over.
Like the Matrix. You know
reverse
the Matrix
osmosis.
When he's like,
yeah.
They upload karate and you just see their eyes flicker, and then they're like, I know it now. That's basically what it is, but it's a longer process. So the idea is they're making him relive these memories as Ezio. And then
it's his ancestors. It's basically his ancestors.
It's all his ancestors because
so
it's related
reliving,
to.
Okay,
yeah,
I get it.
His
bloodline can
is
connect.
The purest assassin blood. It's connected to
mine
the most
is.
Assassins. So they're getting him to relive all of this, and then they believe they can find the key to stopping the Templars. And the Templars are always ahead of them, essentially, in terms of technology.
I have like 30 games to play between Assassin's Creed and God of War, it sounds like.
I mean, I honestly, personally, the first. So Assassin's Creed 1, and then they have an Ezio trilogy. And then they finish off with Assassin's Creed 3 is phenomenal. That storyline is incredible. It's Desmond's storyline. It's so cool seeing. And the ultimate, like, it's a really cool way they end how he ultimately saves, like, he prevents the world from being destroyed by destroying it, essentially.
They really fucked up
it's
the movie.
Insane.
And if that's
oh, no,
it
the
was
movies, the movie was garbage. The movie was garbage.
Wow.
Movie was garbage. Yeah. Movie sucked.
Dude.
Like, other than the costume design and whatnot, the movie sucked. Like,
yep. Yeah. I agree.
It's about that time where we leave listener for another week and go about our days.
Damn.
Na, na,
well, we hope na, we were at least entertained. Na, na, they definitely weren't like excited by the end of this.
Are you not entertained?
It's one of our darkest episodes. You should just name the title of this Dark.
Dark.
VR.
Dark VR. If this is your first time listening, thank you very much for getting all the way to the end. If you're one of our fans, thank you again for tuning in. Subscribe, like, follow, review the podcast on Apple and Spotify. Those are the two easiest ways. The more reviews, the more stars, the higher we trend, the more we're seen, the better we look because of you. If you want to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, it's at Real Debaters Pod. R-E-E-L for the spelling on Instagram and Twitter, at Real Debaters Pod on Threads, which I'm sure will die in the next 2 weeks.
Any day now.
Well, Threads is dying.
It sounds like it. YouTube.
Oh, so it's all about X.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. YouTube's RD Pod Shorts. If you want to see what we look like, see the people we interview, see Jimmy, see Charles, see me, see Martin. And the Real Debaters Podcast on Facebook. Follow that shit so you know what we're doing. So that you know what comedy's happening, so you know
and
what
you can love us.
Yeah. Like Instagram and Facebook are probably your best. Those are the ones that, because they're connected.
Stay off of the X, you know, especially if you're at work. It's not
are we
good.
Still tweeting or are we Xing?
Ugh. What are you say re-Xs now? Is that retweets? What the fuck is that?
Yeah. I don't. It's I woke up and saw the app that way and I was like, it's I don't nothing. Think I want
I'm glad
this
I deleted
anymore.
It when it was Twitter so I can say, like, I went out when it was still Twitter. And not fucking X.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna.
It'll be back.
Oh, it will. But they got to get rid of.
But now it's like, oh, whatever. This is a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
Listener,
TED Talk by the Real Debaters.
Thank you.
We love you.
We love you. It's all about you. I have been the PP360.
I am Life Support, the game that no one should ever want to play.
You're all going to hell.
Anakin versus the younglings. See you guys' seats.
Yeah. Front row. Watch all the movies, kids. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies.